This episode of Podcasts from the Past was recorded on October 17th, 1989. Please remember to follow Tim and Mike on Twitter at @TimPaleri and at @MichaelOHaver1, and follow the show's page at Podcasts from the. If you don't like it, we'll make sure your kid gets picked last.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, listeners on KOWZ Bay Area Radio, welcome to Mike and Tim's Entertainment Show. Of course, this show is formerly known as Tim and Mike's Entertainment Show of KROW Radio Hollywood, but we can't use that title anymore because of the pending lawsuit. But anyway, it's October 17th, 1989, and we saw Halloween 5 today.
I thought we agreed we weren't going to talk about the beginning of the show, every single show, how the name has changed, and we're legally obligated to use a different name. You've been mentioning it at the top of every single show since then, for the past year.
Well, I just want to make sure people know.
They know. You've told them a number of times. They know. We're not allowed to use that title anymore, and it kind of defeats the purpose. You keep introducing the show the same way, so basically we're still just using that title. We're going to be sued.
But I'm saying we were at the height of our popularity when we were Tim and Mike's Entertainment Show. And so I just want people to remember that I'm first, and that we were that great.
Right, they remember that you're better, that you're first, that the show is on your back. You don't have to rub it in so much.
And of course, I am your host, Tim Paleri, and with me, as always, is my loyal co-host, Michael O'Haver.
Hello to all you ghouls and goblins out there. This is Michael O'Haver. Once again, happy Halloween.
And of course, we are closing in on Halloween. Mike and I, because of the subject matter today, we decided to dress up. And Valerie, too. But Mike is wearing a wonderful costume. It's very sexy.
Thank you very much. I worked out for weeks. I am dressed as a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader.
It is hot.
All right.
It's kind of, stand up, do a little twirl.
Yeah, I can do a cartwheel. I've been practicing this. Valerie, hold my legs, Valerie.
And I am dressed as Richard Nixon today for Halloween. And Valerie, look.
I am not a crook.
Yeah, that's so funny. So funny.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Valerie. The song you hear right now is, of course, it is the number one song in the country. It is UB40 with Red Red Wine, a fitting title to today's show, don't you think, Mike?
Does this have something to do with my drinking problem, all the red wine I've been drinking lately? Is that what you're getting at?
No, it's the number one song in the country. We always play the number one song in the country.
Right, now, but I told you that in confidence. I have a drinking problem. I've been drinking a lot of red wine. And I don't know, I feel like this is a dig at me. Fine, yeah, I'm off the wagon. I got red wine in my coffee mug right now. I'm drinking on the air. I'm a sexy, drunk cheerleader.
Alright, I mean, hey, it's Halloween, right? This is basically, we want a Halloween party atmosphere.
Oh, can I have some of that red wine, guys?
Valerie.
Absolutely. Valerie, slide this under the glass. Valerie, yeah, here, I'll slide this to you from under the glass.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Valerie, all right. What exactly are you dressed as today?
I am a pumpkin goddess. You understand?
That's a new costume. I don't think I've ever seen a pumpkin.
Well, the pumpkin is the masculine part, and then the goddess makes it just more interesting, you know, because I can use my hair in, like, all sorts of different ways.
Huh. Alright.
In my crazy tiara. Lady Valerie.
Why do you guys call me a girl?
So we are reviewing Halloween 5, The Revenge of Michael Myers. And of course, Mike, I wasn't talking about your red wine drinking problem when I said that it's a fitting title, fitting song for today's show. I was alluding to the fact that we're talking about blood and Michael Myers today, and how red wine, some, you know, people think it kind of symbolizes blood sometimes, at least in the Catholic religion, the Christian religion, as you know.
Oh, yeah. I am a devout Catholic, and there was a lot of blood in this movie. I read that they wanted to rate it X for all the gore.
That is true. Yeah, we'll have to ask our guests today that we have on. We have on the actor who portrays Dr. Loomis, Donald Pleasance. He is on today, as well as super producer Mustafa Akkad is here in studio, and also Valerie was able to book Michael Myers himself in studio here on Mike and Tim's Entertainment Show. Thank you, Valerie. That is a huge booking. We are very excited about that here for today's Halloween extravaganza here on Mike and Tim's Entertainment Show, formerly Tim and Mike's Entertainment Show of KROW Radio Hollywood, but now we're on KOWZ Bay Area Radio.
Good pull, Valerie. Donald Pleasance, Mustafa Akkad, pardon me, sir, and I hadn't realized that there was a real Mike Myers on...
And you know what that sound is, Mike. Of course, yeah. That means it's 4 minutes past 5 o'clock, and that's when we like to do 15 jumping jacks here in the studio. And we ask you, who's listening out there, to join us at home or in your car. Okay, so let's do it right now. 15 jumping jacks, okay?
Let me tighten my girdle. Okay, I'm ready.
One, two, three. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16,
15. Bring my blood pressure medication. Get in here with my blood pressure meds.
Wow, I just got to catch my breath a little bit before we jump into current events. Whew. Now, we do this exercise every day on the show because Mike has been gaining a little bit of weight lately. I mean, it's not a big deal, but we want to remind him and you, the listener, that daily exercise is important.
I've gained a little sympathy weight. My wife is pregnant with my eighth child.
Right.
Sorry, guys. Guys.
What, Valerie?
Guys, stop calling me Valerie.
That's your name.
Oh, my God. That's not my name at all. There's an earthquake going on, guys.
Stop. Oh, I think I know what that's code for, Tim. Valerie is on her period.
I am a man just like you, okay? I don't understand why you call me Valerie.
I'll call you by your real name. You're a heterosexual woman that is currently menstruating, named Valerie, our producer. It's been this way for years.
Cut that out, Mike. My name is Patrick, and I'm a Virgo, okay? I'm a Virgo, and I'm a man. Just like you. I'm the same as you.
On to current events. On October 1st, civil union between partners in a same-sex relationship became legal in Denmark. And this is the world's only such legislation. Now, how do you feel about this, Mike?
I think they're way ahead of the curve. I think eventually this is the type of thing that's going to happen all across the world. You know, at least the Anglo-Saxon parts of the world, the non-heathen parts. So white America, Western Europe, Australia, Oceania, New Zealand.
What are you, crazy? What, you've been,
no, this is going to catch on.
You've been taking those soft pills again? Gay people getting married is something that should never happen on this planet. Maybe some other planet where you're from, you fucking creep.
The views expressed by Tim and Mike are not necessarily the views of KOWZ Radio.
I thought it was Mike and Tim.
Mike and Tim. Shit, we're going to get sued again.
On October 5th in Oslo, Norway, the Nobel Peace Prize was awarded to the Black Dahlia. Now, Mike, how do you feel about this?
How do I feel about them awarding the Nobel Prize to a woman that's been dead 42 years? I think it's impossible. I think that didn't happen. I think it was awarded to the Dalai Lama, not the Black Dahlia.
Nope. I read Black Dahlia.
Black Dahlia? The woman cut in half in Los Angeles over 40 years ago, they gave her a Nobel Peace Prize. That's what you have there in your copy, the Black Dahlia.
Well, I lost the copy.
Okay.
I was just going off memory at this point.
Okay, sure. The Black Dahlia won the Nobel Peace Prize for being a corpse.
On October 5th.
On October 5th. I guess that's pretty peaceful. Someone should probably notify the Dalai Lama.
On Friday the 13th of October, the Dow Jones average plunged 190 points. Mike, now I know you do a lot of stock trading. Did this affect you at all?
It affected me pretty drastically. Had to mortgage my home, had to sell the beach house, had to put a couple of our daughters into white slavery. This has been tough.
White slavery?
It's a thing you wouldn't know about. It happens overseas.
It's like a preschool?
We got a good price.
Preschool or some kind of like boarding school?
Right, yeah, it's kind of like a boarding school. They just don't graduate or come back.
Right. What is going on with all the sirens outside? You hear that?
I think there's a parade or some sort of rally, some sort of pride thing going on.
Huh. Valerie, is there some kind of gay pride thing
going on? Guys aren't listening. There's a freaking earthquake.
Oh, shut up.
And you just don't believe it. And I'm just here because we want to do the show, and that's it. And I'm getting out of here.
You shouldn't be on the radio.
Earthquake, as in you're on your period kind of earthquake? I mean, what do you mean earthquake? Yeah. What's an earthquake?
Yeah, seriously. Go grab a tampon and go to the station restroom and take care of this stupid earthquake, Valerie. Please.
You guys know I hate talking on the radio, and I don't have periods because I'm a man, and my name is Patrick. You're so stupid, you didn't realize that there was an earthquake when you were doing your jumping jack routine. There was an earthquake!
And today, in sports, the Oakland... Valerie, go back in your little box, please. And today in sports, the Oakland Athletics are about to take on the San Francisco Giants in Game 3 of the 1989 World Series right down the street at Candlestick Park. Our hometown Giants are currently down 2-0 to the Athletics, whatever that means. Now, Mike, how long is this game going to take today? I'm just thinking ahead because of traffic. I don't want to get stuck heading home from the show today.
Well, I mean, there's no way to really tell how long the game is going to be, but on average, a baseball game can take anywhere from 3 hours to, you know, at the most, maybe 4 hours.
Okay, but how long is this one gonna be?
The following message is being transmitted by the San Francisco County Emergency Response Units. The Bay Area has just been victim to a large earthquake. We ask that you remain indoors and tune in to your local media coverage for further updates.
It could take 5 minutes. But then that would be one of the fastest innings ever.
I'm asking a very simple question. What time is the game going to end so I can avoid driving by the stadium? So here today on the show, we've got Donald Pleasance. Here he comes in the studio. Donald Pleasance.
What is going on?
Big fan.
Just sit down already. Why are we here?
There he is, Donald Pleasance. Welcome to Mike and Tim's entertainment show, formerly Tim and Mike's entertainment show.
Is this K-R-O-W. A shelter? Is this a shelter? Are we safe here?
Oh, you're always safe in the studio.
Oh, God.
And we'd like to also welcome Mustafa Akkad.
Mr. Akkad.
Welcome.
Hello, how are you? How are you? Hello, Michael. It's good to see you again.
Good to see you, sir.
You guys know each other?
Oh, I met Michael at a party. It was a while back.
Yes.
The woman you were with, I believe, she was your daughter, yeah?
Yeah, I introduced him to my wife and daughters, and there was a transaction. It's good to see you again, Mr. Akkad.
Yes. And you as well,
transaction. Oh, yes, nice to meet you, yes. Mustafa. Can I call you Mustafa, or is it
Mushuar?
You can call me Mustafa. Is it okay?
Okay.
I will, yes.
Thank you. This is nice. I like being all chummy like this with such film royalty, you know?
Yes.
Are you real royalty? Like, are you a king or a prince or something like that in one of those countries that you're from?
I am from Syria. You don't?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yes, I am from Syria. No, I am like you. I am an entertainer, you know?
And we'd also like to, let's point out the elephant in the room here, Mike. Michael Myers is here in studio.
Yeah, Michael Myers.
I don't know why you brought him here. Why did you bring him here?
For the interview.
Michael, everything will be okay. Michael, sit down. Michael, come.
I think it's...
What is the problem here? Michael is fine. I already had a conversation with him. No.
Michael, welcome to the show. This is Mike and Tim's Entertainment Show. It's formerly called Tim and Mike's Entertainment Show of KROW in Hollywood. You probably heard it when it was syndicated back in Haddonfield, I imagine. I imagine you guys used to listen to it at the hospital. Do you remember the show?
Michael,
is that a
relax.
Yes?
Michael, relax and answer his question.
Do you remember listening to the show? Is that a yes? I think Mike...
Michael, relax.
Yes, Michael, relax. I will give you an extra $100. You relax, okay? I will take care of you, okay? I understand, Michael. Michael is my best friend.
Okay.
So Michael loves money, okay? Michael will do anything for money. He will kill you and your entire family if you told him to, for money.
Right.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes. Michael, can you show him your juggling traps? You see, Michael will juggle these. Watch this. Look at this. He will do anything. Anything for money. Here's $50.
Pretty talented.
Yeah, he's a good entertainer. Now, Michael O'Haver, he also loves money. But it's because of some deep-seated issues that he has. What are your feelings toward Jewish people?
I know I've said a lot of, you know, good things about the Jews from being in the concentration camp, but I'm going to say this for the first time on the air. I got to get it off my chest, and this could get me fired. This could get me some hate mail. But how I really feel about Jewish people is I'd like to take a knife.
The following message is being transmitted by the San Francisco County Emergency Response Units. The Bay Bridge and all access roads have been closed. If you are stranded in your vehicle, we ask that you remain calm and stay tuned for further instructions.
The doctor told me he had never seen anything like that inserted in a man's anus, and that's why I'm not allowed in Toys R Us anymore.
That is a crazy story.
Yeah. Wow. I still get a discount, though.
You guys, did you just hear that warning? Like, we need to, take measures against this.
How much money will it take to get Michael to kill Valerie right now?
Oh, that is a very good question.
Don't do it!
Michael, how much?
Excellent question.
Thank you.
Donald, don't worry about it.
Let's see. I'm pulling out some cash here, Michael.
Oh, all right. We've got $11.
$11. Michael? $11. Michael? 11?
I've got $22 in change.
Michael, my friend, what do you say?
33 total.
You are doing something that is evil, just like Michael here.
Lock the door. Lock the door. Don't let her out of here.
You
don't
guys,
let Valerie out of here.
Guys, I'm leaving.
Don't let her out of here.
I'm
kill her.
Leaving.
Michael Myers, stab her. Kill her.
No, Michael, no! You can't do it!
Oh, my God. Oh, he just my did it.
Lord, oh, they were kidding.
Oh, that was so entertaining.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
He just
reached into her stomach and tore her guts out.
Donald, relax.
I cannot relax here.
He just, wow.
It smells terrible in here now.
Wow.
Relax, Donald. Good job, Michael.
Teddy, the janitor, come on in. Our producer just died of natural causes. Teddy, clean this up, please.
Hey, what's up, guys? You guys want me to clean this up right now, or you want me to wait till after the show?
No, right now it's fine.
Oh, all right. You don't mind if I wear my headphones now?
No. All right. I hope you're listening to Mike and Tim's Entertainment Show, formerly Tim and Mike's Entertainment Show of KRW Hollywood.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. It's all good. Hey, what's up, brother?
Thank you.
That was something. We should just move on.
Yeah, let's get into the movie here. Okay, so Halloween 5, The Revenge of Michael Myers. Here's the plot. It's 1 year later after the events of Halloween 4. Michael survives the shootings, and on October 31st, he returns with a vengeance, lurking and stalking Jamie, Rachel, and Rachel's friends. Michael's getting excited. Michael forms a plan to lure Jamie out of the children's hospital, where events lead up to the confrontation at the Myers house.
Michael, relax.
Sounds riveting, Mustafa.
It is. It just keeps going, and it keeps getting better, in my opinion, you know?
How many of these atrocities are you going to make?
You know, that is funny. A while back, I had a conversation with Donald here, and he told me that he thought 21 is the magic number. 21 is the magic number. Or 22.
Donald,
I said 22.
Okay, very well, 22, but not 23.
Yes, that's what I said, but you aren't listening. There's danger here.
Now, this old guy's creeping me out, Tim. I don't know. These other two guys seem like they're on the level. I mean, this guy did just gut Valerie, but that's kind of our fault. We offered him money. But this old guy's kind of a wackadoo.
You aren't listening. Go on.
Relax. It is okay.
On to the movie. So apparently, instead of getting burned up or shot up at the end of part four, Michael instead, he dropped himself into the river and floated downward, and no one from part four noticed, and came up to this old guy's house, and the old guy hung out with him and sort of took care of him for about a year, right?
He lived with a hermit for a year.
A year, though, that doesn't seem accurate, because he goes from not moving. So the guy, he fucking shows up. He tries to kill the guy, and then he doesn't kill him. He just stops moving. So he's, like, in this coma for a year. And then all of a sudden, he wakes up and then just immediately murders. Am I wrong on this? Is this acceptable behavior?
In my country, it is, of course, acceptable to lay down minimum 6 months. It is not a strange coincidence or anything.
Poor Danielle Harris, this child actress. I really feel bad for her. I mean, it never works out for child actors. You know, she is just doomed to drugs and sex and alcoholism and probably suicide or murder, right?
Definitely.
Does that usually happen to child actors?
You are asking me?
Well, I'm just asking the room.
Todd Bridges, Willis from Different Strokes.
Oh, I don't remember him.
What are you talking about, Willis, the older brother on Different Strokes?
Linda Blair.
Okay, right, or Linda Blair, another good example, driven crazy by her role in The Exorcist, or even Shirley Temple. Look what happened to Shirley Temple. Margot Kidder went batshit crazy and ended up in someone's lawn.
I like Margot Kidder.
You like her?
I love her. She's very pretty, don't you think, Michael?
She was attractive in the Superman movie.
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to Michael.
Oh, sorry.
Let's make sure we don't get that. We don't want to confuse the audience.
The other Michael.
Yeah. Say Michael Myers or Michael Haver, maybe. We'll say that. I'll say that, too. Okay, so the girl, the little girl, Danielle Harris, she starts silently screaming when Michael Myers starts killing the old guy. And it's sort of like a psychic connection that she's got with Michael, right? With Michael Myers.
It's much more than a psychological connection.
What is it?
It's the connection of the pagan spirits.
Now, Michael, do you have this connection?
I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I have a dream, and in that dream, I dream about something that eventually happens.
Well, I was actually asking Michael Myers, but that's interesting. We can return to that. Michael, what did you? I know I already broke my own rule, but Michael, what do you think? Michael Myers. Now, Donald, is that a yes?
I believe it is. You can't tell by looking in his eyes, because they are black as night, and it is pure evil.
So in the first scene of the movie, a dog climbed up through the first story and into the window. Did you notice that, Michael?
That's a talented dog.
Yeah, the dog climbed up like at least 10 feet, right? Into the, or maybe like 15 or 20 into the second floor.
Yeah, bordering on supernatural. Was that a supernatural dog?
Right, and whose dog was it?
Oh, that is a good idea for a movie.
A supernatural dog.
That is a very good idea. I like you guys.
Super dog. Mr. Akkad is so pleasant.
Yeah, I love him. He's very nice. And then later in that same scene, someone throws a brick through the window. On the brick was a note that said, "Evil child must die." Now, who wrote that, and what's the story with this note?
Well, it can't be referring to Michael Myers, because he's grown up at this point. Mm-hmm. So they're referring to the girl?
Yes.
Okay.
Jamie.
So they think Jamie's creating all of this evil.
They think she's evil, and she must die. But who threw it?
That seems a little rough.
I used to have many bricks thrown in my windows when I was young. How about you, boys?
Not once.
Not really?
One time somebody rang our doorbell and left a flaming bag of poop.
Yeah. Keep telling it. Come on.
Yeah, it's kind of the same thing.
Keep telling what happened. What happened?
And I stepped outside and I stepped on the bag of poop.
Oh,
shit all over my feet.
What was that dude?
You never mentioned that before, so that's awesome, man. I got you.
It was you? You did that to me?
What?
The following message is being transmitted by the San Francisco County Emergency Response Units. The governor has placed California in a state of emergency. Temporary shelters are being opened at all high school gymnasiums throughout the county.
And there was a grizzly bear just outside the tent, and he was probably smelling all the honey that I had all over my body. And so I closed the door of the tent, and he tore the tent to shreds. He tore right through that fucking thing. And he made off with my wife, and there was nothing I could really do about it. And I still pay her alimony.
So Dr. Loomis, or Pleasance, or Akkad, Michael, whoever wants to answer, what accent does Dr. Loomis have?
What do you mean accent? There's no accent.
Well, it's kind of some kind of accent.
It's not an accent, it's my regular voice.
Well, you're
doing something like this. You sound like you've smoked 1,000 cigarettes today.
I don't appreciate your tone, young man. I have been burnt and beaten and stabbed by this poor gentleman here.
We think he's English, right?
You gentlemen don't understand anything, do you?
I mean, guess not.
I think you're confused. You think that this Michael Myers, this is a real thing. This is a movie, Mr. Pleasance.
You're an actor in these movies. You've been in 4 of them now.
4, yes, 4 that you have seen. And I have seen so much more. So much more from this man, Michael, who chooses to stay silent.
Michael, what do you think about this?
He will not speak. And you should not speak for him either.
No, I want to hear him talk.
I will speak for him if I want to speak for him.
You shall not speak with him.
I want to hear Michael speak. Mike, what do you think about what he's saying? Oh, no, I meant Michael O'Hara.
Oh. Yeah, so that does bring another question. Mr. Pleasance, why weren't you in Halloween 3, my favorite of the Halloween series so far?
The most true version.
Halloween 3? There's no number. There's no numbering system to the incidents that this man creates. It goes on and on and on.
Interesting.
So anyway,
so you don't see any of these movies as having a number. You see this as just one continuous film.
We get together in a large group of people, and they bring equipment, and then this gentleman, Michael, he chooses to murder and execute anyone in his path.
Do you think that the...
But he's not really killing those people.
Yeah, do you think the equipment that everyone brings is to stop Michael Myers or to shoot a movie about Michael Myers?
History!
So you think that that equipment is to document history and stop Michael Myers, but he can't be stopped?
Of course! There's no Michael. Other explanation.
Michael, what do you think of this?
I don't know. It sounds like crazy talk.
No, I meant Michael Myers.
Oh.
I tell you what he thinks. Michael Myers thinks whatever I want him to think, and that is the great thing about it, okay? And the doctor, you can just leave him alone to his medicine, okay?
Okay. Loomis, you started looking a little bit like Freddy Krueger at one point, with all these burn marks and everything.
Who is Freddy Krueger?
He's the Freddy guy with the Nightmare on Elm Street movies.
He wears the red sweater.
Oh, you mean the actor that is playing a burnt gentleman in a film? And he is truly burnt in real life, yes.
No,
the actor's Robert Englund, and that's makeup. He's not really burnt like that.
Why was I burnt?
Yeah, I think this Donald Pleasance is off his rocker, man. This guy's a few bricks short of the load.
Mustafa?
Don't worry about him. It is the medicine. You know, we gave him a box of matches, and things happen. So it is okay. Mm-hmm. It is okay. It adds to his character, yes?
I think so.
Yes, bravo.
Bravo, bravo. You're right. Good job. Donald Pleasance.
Why are you applauding me?
Dr. Loomis, you are fantastic.
Everything
you've done to try to stop Michael Myers is just downright admirable. You're a hero.
You had me convinced, Steven. Even when he killed Valerie, I thought, wow, that's a strong performance.
So then the shower scene in Halloween 5 is just downright hot with like 5 or 6 T's. See? Michael agrees.
Michael, be calm.
And then at this point, some other kids start coming into the movie. And then they kill Tina, right? Or no, not Tina. They kill Rachel from the... They kill one of the kids.
She cut a scythe to the chest, right?
Loomis just started acting like a crazy person in this movie. Just yelling at everyone who would listen. And then he disappeared for like 20 minutes. And then he wasn't yelling at anybody. I don't know where he was. Loomis, where were you during those 20 minutes?
Wait, real quick. That was all real, actually. In the film, Donald got into a special bag of goodies, okay? And everything that happened, he thought was real.
What is going on here?
So, Mr. Akkad, Mustafa, are you saying that Donald Pleasance has not returned from a trip that he took during the movie? During the filming of the movie?
Sounds like he had kind of a nervous breakdown.
And yet he wants to keep making the film, so I let him do it. You know, I mean, we can make very good money and keep Halloween the most exciting holiday of the year.
Yeah, Halloween, yes.
I am not a crook.
Michael, be calm!
Era 417 years ago.
Don't worry about Michael. What about our color shout? Blue, 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 blue. White, 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 white. It's a cheer I learned just for this episode. Valerie, help me form a human pyramid.
You killed that poor gentleman! Let him die!
Michael Myers.
She's napping on the job. Get up, Valerie.
Relax.
Michael Myers, how much to kill Loomis?
I am sorry, Michael. I know that the other Michael keeps staring at you through the glass, but it is his way of saying hello.
Yeah, it's creeping me out a little bit, but it's kind of flattering, too. I think it's probably my uniform.
Don't make any sudden movements, though.
Oh, God.
You don't understand. There's a prophecy.
Be calm already. Everything's okay. Gentlemen, continue. Continue.
At one point, Michael Myers kills Mikey, and then he picks up Tina in Mikey's car. And then Michael Myers was just driving like a lunatic, and Tina calls him a psycho boyfriend. I thought that was kind of funny, because Michael was wearing a different mask, almost kind of like my Ronald Reagan mask. But it was like some kind of weird mask. But by the way, speaking of Ronald Reagan,
that's a Nixon mask.
Era, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen.
Right. That categorically did not ever happen. Ronald Reagan never said that.
Four scores in my cherry tree. We're gonna abolish slavery together. With
that's
this wheelchair.
George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. Who was in the wheelchair? Was that Hoover? No, not Hoover. Churchill? No. I don't know.
Reagan?
No, Reagan was never in a wheelchair.
Nixon.
Some other president.
No, wait,
I don't
Nixon.
Know who it was.
Which one am I? Whatever one I am was.
You're Nixon.
Yeah, that's what he was in the wheelchair.
Nixon was never in a wheelchair.
It was FDR!
Shut up.
Oh, yeah, Roosevelt. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. See, this Pleasance is good for something. Roosevelt was in the wheelchair.
So then little Danielle Harris finally starts making noises. And then Tina comes in and she explains to little Jamie.
Wait, where is Tina? Where is Tina?
Tina's dead. She died in part five.
Relax,
right.
Relax.
And Tina describes to Jamie why she's got to go to this Halloween party. Michael, do you remember this part? She says to Jamie, sometimes you have to be around people who make you feel amazing. They make you feel like your heart is made of neon. Was the
you
exact
think she's
quote.
Referring to Michael Myers, the serial killer? Like she needs to be around lunatics? That makes her feel amazing?
I think she was talking about her boyfriend, Mikey.
Oh,
but that
weird.
Would still be weird because he was a real asshole.
Yeah, he was quite a prick.
The following message is being transmitted by the San Francisco County Emergency Response Units. If you are stranded in your vehicle or home and are looking for further entertainment, we ask that you tune in to Mike and Tim's entertainment show at 100.7 FM. Those two guys are truly hilarious.
Up north to the vineyard, and I, you know, I let him shoot her. But it solved the problem, so I was able to move on after that.
That's a great story. Then that blonde girl has sort of a sex scene in the barn, and yowza, right? I mean, with the boobs and the blonde hair and the makeup and the
Yep. I bet you those legs go all the way up
to heaven.
To her, well, right, yeah.
What did you mean?
That's all I meant. I bet you they go all the way up. I don't know. I was trying to make a sexual innuendo.
Up to
her
where?
Legs go up to her vagina.
Oh. Well, obviously. Michael, what was your favorite part in the movie? Whoa.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
Michael, be calm. Be calm, Michael.
Was it when one of my favorite parts was when the blood was on the kitten. And then, he's getting excited again.
Oh, God.
And then Tina knew that people were dead because she saw blood on the kitten in the barn. And then she started freaking out. And Michael Myers, what hair salon did you go to before this movie started? Because your hair is just perfect.
This guy's starting to look a little antsy over there. Maybe you should get on this side of the glass for the remainder of the show. I don't know. He doesn't look right.
Who, Mustafa?
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Michael, be calm. It's all coming true. Be quiet. Be quiet.
At this point in the movie, Loomis kind of loses his mind and pulls a gun on a cop. Michael Myers got his mask ripped off.
You mean this gun?
Holy shit.
He's got a gun.
What are you doing with that? Loomis, put that gun down. I mean, Pleasance.
I let him keep it. It's very entertaining, you see.
Is it just a prop?
He's not loaded.
This isn't loaded! Michael will kill everyone here!
Is he really going to kill... Should we really be afraid of him right now? Is he going to kill people?
Michael will end everything that is holy because there's evil!
Michael, I didn't know you were so handsome. Why do you wear that mask all the time?
Oh, this isn't a mask. I do like a mud mask at nights, and that's how I get my skin this color. Oh, you're asking this.
No, I was asking you.
I do a mud mask at night, keep it on for 8 hours, gets my skin nice and creamy.
I don't understand why they let Michael keep his mask on while he was in jail. Wasn't that weird? What's that all about?
Yeah, that was strange. Perhaps it was to cover up. I mean, we couldn't really see his face. It was kind of dark. But maybe he's just really scarred up. Maybe it helps him breathe.
No, we saw a lot of his face earlier. He was very handsome.
Oh, good-looking guy. Okay. Whoa, okay. I think he'd like that one, actually.
Michael doesn't want you to talk of his mask. Oh, Michael, relax.
Who was the man in black? That's what I want
to
know.
Yeah, who was that? Was he supposed to come into the next movie? Mustafa?
The man in black, he sort of fixes the problem of understanding why Michael does what he does, okay? He explains everything. He is in charge of Michael. Like I am in charge.
Whoa.
I am in charge of Michael. Shit. Don't worry.
You don't seem worry. Like... Whoa, whoa. Michael,
oh, he's getting crazy.
Okay. Okay, Michael. Michael.
Why won't you listen to me? Mustafa, stop. Mustafa.
All right, I'm over
Michael
here.
Michael is coming. No.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
No.
Shoot him. Shoot him. Oh, and Michael just killed Donald Pleasance.
Oh, that was God, he ripped his that was throat unexpected. Out.
Thank you very much for listening to Mike and Tim's entertainment show, formerly Tim and Mike's entertainment show of KROW down at Hollywood. But enjoy the baseball game. And I still don't know which way to go home, but I'll figure it out. Enjoy the World Series. Go Giants. And thank you for listening. And thank you, Michael and Mustafa and Michael.
Good job, Michael.
Thank you, everyone. Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
Thank you for listening to Podcasts from the Past. David Flanick plays Valerie, Donald Pleasance, Mustafa Akkad, Michael Myers, and Teddy the Janitor. Tune in next time or we'll tell all the RVs to park in front of your house.